Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
But Jesus established a precedence. He said, don't you know, I know you're my family, I know I'm submitted to you, but don't you know I need to be about my Father's business? Now I believe there was something prophetic there. He was talking to doctors of the law and lawyers, Pharisees and all those guys. I believe there was some in that group that he was talking to at 12 who, when he came into his public ministry, said, that's that same boy that was teaching us. See, he was instructing them, taking questions from them. And it says that everybody that heard him was amazed. I believe he was setting something up for when, amen, he approached or was confronted by the Pharisees, because there were those that believed. But he said, don't you know that I must need be about my Father's business? He was more concerned with presence. It wasn't that he was disobedient, because he went back with them and submitted himself, and we hear nothing else about him until age 29, till it's time to come into his public ministry. But there's a nugget there. They lost his presence. And Mary got anxious and began to blame him. When things aren't working, I wonder how many blame God. Have you ever played that blame game? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever played that blame game, like, God just didn't, or God, you said. That's what Mary went to him. Why have you done this? Why have you caused this anxiety? That's what the absence of his presence will do to you. But like our song says, when we don't see him, he's working. When we don't feel him, he's still working. Mary got anxious. And I pray that many that don't practice his presence will suddenly become edgy and anxious until you find him. Amen. Until he's back in your company. Amen. You know, another good example, I think, was Mary and Martha. And I want to challenge someone this level, because 2020, get ready for a prophetic shift. God's going to shift you. You're going to see him in such a way that is so attractive to you that you're not going to let anything get in between you and him. Amen. Amen. Job, family, any perceived lack or success or blessing, none of that stuff. Jesus came and visited Mary and Martha at Lazarus' house. And they, you know the story in Luke chapter 10, they were preparing. And Martha was so cumbered about preparing that when Mary kind of slipped out and went and sat at Jesus' feet, she got perturbed. Amen. You know, servant's not complete yet. And Lord, Doesn't it concern you that Mary has left me here to serve by myself? Tell her to come and help me. And the Lord mildly rebuked her and said, you know, Martha, Martha, you are cumbered, troubled about many things. But he said, Mary, listen to me, has chosen the good part.
Yes. Amen.
Presence that shall not be taken from her. Now, let's fast forward it a little bit. Lazarus is sick. They call for Jesus. He waits. We know the story. When he shows up, Martha runs out to meet him and says, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. And this is her attitude. Yet she was a server. See, so many, hear me clearly. Many people, they derive their relationship from serving. Well, I serves in the church. I'm on four committees. I do this, I do that, I open, I close, I got keys, I do this, that, and I'm busy all the time. If that is what you get your relationship from, then you are a Martha.
Amen.
Because when Jesus came and Lazarus had died, she went out to rebuke him, kind of. If you'd have been here,
yes.
come on, her perception of him. Because she wasn't practicing his presence, she was just serving.
Amen.
And she got upset. She didn't know the plan.
Amen.
If you'd have been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died.
Amen.
Do you know that he shall rise again? I know he'll be in the resurrection. See, she had all the answers. Because she only found her relationship in serving.
Amen.
It's not enough for you to just serve.
Amen.
You got to become a son that carries a presence when you serve. Mary sat down at his feet. Now her response was different. When he came and Lazarus had died, her response was different. Martha had spoken with her and she ran out too and said, Lord, had you been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. But her response was different. Mary was angry because her relationship was not taken from presence. Are you hearing? She was saved. She loved God. But her value was when in her serving. I'm not saying to not serve. Some of y'all need to serve because you ain't serving. But your value is not just in serving. It's derived from his presence. How do you serve? Who are you representing when you serve? Is there a presence when you serve? Is there the fruit of his spirit there when you serve? Or do you serve with an attitude? Do you serve like someone owes you something? Are you serving out of a tired, old, beat up mindset? I'm tired. I've been doing this for years. I'm tired. I'm just tired. That's how you serve. You need his presence again. There's refreshing in his presence. Listen, you don't have to have another Blue Monday. No matter how dark the world gets, no matter how challenging a situation may become, you don't have to. Jesus never had it.
Amen.
You don't have to have it.
Amen.
If you will practice even this presence, if you'll just let him rest.
Amen.
He said, Moses, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. See, some are seeking for him and you're just praying harder and harder. But your spirit's not at rest. When the dove came out of the ark, when he came out of the ark, he went out to see if there were any dry land that he might rest upon. And the first time he came back wet. There was nothing dry. 7 days later, Noah sent him out again. And he came back with an olive branch. So the trees had started to appear. When Noah sent him out again, 7 days later, he didn't return because there was a place for him to rest. Now you got to see this. That meant something, that dove not returning meant that something had changed. He was able to find rest out there. So the world that was before the flood was no longer. It was another world now. When you find rest, or when he finds rest and can rest on you, it means that you are going to transition. Somebody need, please get this. When he can rest on you, when he can abide with you undisturbed, that means transition is coming. There's something new coming. God is totally creative. We've made him boring. Church. Routine. Same old, same old. God is totally creative. Not one day the same. Not one snowflake the same. Not one person the same. Not one fingerprint the same. Not one moment the same. Everything, God is totally creative. And I dare you to let him rest on you and you not be afraid for him to give you creative ideas. New ideas, fresh ideas. There's the old wine. There's the new wine. And I'm going to talk about this some other time. And there's the now wine. Amen. Yes. Old wine, new wine, now wine. Early rain, latter rain, now rain. Let me just give you a little insight here. Old wine and new wine are taken from the vine. Right? And God says he's going to multiply. He's going to bless us with the new wine, the old wine together. But there's another wine. Old and the new, the former and the latter, but there's another wine that's coming to us. It's called the now wine. There's a wine that we know in the first miracle of Jesus at the wedding of Cana. He made a wine that wasn't from the vine. He made a wine that did not have to ferment. Amen. He made a wine out of water that the governor of the V said, wait a minute. The bridegroom usually saves the best or gives the best first and then gives the cheap wine. The Wild Irish Rose, you know, the Boone's Farm, at the end. But he said, you saved the best wine for last. Guess what? God has saved us for last. The now wine, the wine that's not taken from the vine or that's fermented but created.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.